I just wanted to say, to pick up on your earlier point of how wonderful it is to have Jeremy Corbyn and all of the hope that he and John McDonnell are bringing to us to get rid of this awful government and what's happening here. But there's been one thing after another that he's had to overcome, and the latest things are these accusations that by the mainstream media and BBC and so biased about the anti-Semitism accusations of it within the Labour Party. I wondered if you thought how big a threat to the Corbyn project you thought that was, notwithstanding the fact that we were so delighted to have a Rosie Duffield elected here as our Labour MP, but I was horrified to see her standing with the Jewish Board of Deputies, calling for expulsions within the Labour Party, not least Jacqueline Walker, who I know that you were very bravely supported when she was coming under such fire. And so I'm sorry I'm rambling a bit, but I just wanted to know how you thought, if you think this is a really serious threat and if we can overcome it.
Well, I think if there is one story after another, as you say, because they fear it. They fear John McDonnell because they would, to some extent, and I hope to a considerable extent, and that's down to the members of the movement behind them, cut back the power of capital. And if they did, that's what they fear. And so, of course, they will attack him with everything. We just had the anti-Semitism, racism. You shudder to think the next allegation. And we know Jeremy Corbyn has a record unparalleled in Parliament. I'm confident in saying this, an unparalleled record in fighting racism. And one thing you do know about him, he's anti-racist to his bones. And to slur, make that allegation against him, and that he tolerates it, is beyond disgusting. Now, there was an interesting, a YouGov poll, which you won't have heard of because it doesn't fit their narrative, that came out a few months ago, and it showed that since Jeremy Corbyn has become leader, anti-Semitism among Labour voters has gone down dramatically since he became leader. They had a series of five questions. There were fitted anti-Semitic ideas, like something like Jews are more concerned with making money than something, or Jews have more loyalty to Israel than something. Not true. The before Corbyn became leader, 22% of Labour voters gave some hint of anti-Semitism in the answer to these five questions. 2 years later, it was down to 13 or 14%. A massive shift, suddenly. The Tories voters were over 30% two years ago, and just down to 27%. So in other words, twice as many among Tory voters have anti-Semitic tendencies, as defined by this YouGov poll. That must bear some relationship to the party they're voting for. Why aren't the Board of Deputies demonstrating outside Tory party headquarters? We know why. The chairman of the Board of Deputies, as I understand it, I may be wrong, but was among the first to send a congratulations to Trump. And this is not a Labour organisation. This is an organisation that is, I read, is largely hostile to Labour. Now, why aren't they demonstrating against the other parties? Anti-Semitism, racism is everywhere. It's implicit in our society. And yes, there are now nearly 600,000 members of the Labour Party. And yes, there will be some who will say anti-Semitic things. They'll do ill-considered things. They could be read as anti-Semitic. And there may be some even entrenched anti-Semitic ideas in the Labour Party. I don't know. What I think we have to be checked, what we should not have, is people convicted on a press campaign. If there's an allegation, bring forward the evidence, have it tested by an independent tribunal, and then have the evidence challenged, have other witnesses, and only if they're found guilty and on the charges, and only after an appeal, then make a sanction. And don't do it in advance, just because you're innocent until found guilty. And that's what's been happening in the Labour Party. And I think we've got to be really careful. But look, let's not be in any doubt. These allegations, I mean, what was it? Oh, it was a Czech spy before this. Yes. And then he was a friend of Putin, because he said, let's first see the evidence about Salisbury. Let's be driven by the evidence, which any sane person would say. So he was a Soviet spy. So then there was some Czech spy, and he was a Czech spy. Now he's tolerates anti-Semitism. I mean, it will get worse, because if the Labour Party gets into power, and if they stick with the manifesto and don't go further, you have the full range of international capital raised against it. So this is, as they say, the UN's seen nothing yet. But they will go on and on. And this was timed. You can see how it was timed in the lead up to local elections. If the local elections go badly for Labour, then it will be down to Jeremy Corbyn. There's another reason to get rid of him. I think, sorry, I'm talking too long about this, but I think what is really important is that if Labour were to get into power with this group of MPs, two-thirds, three-quarters of them, hostile to Corbyn, refusing to serve, not committed to the programme, passing a vote of no confidence, and so on, then Labour will struggle to carry out the programme, because you can see what the media has done to the Tories on Brexit, setting one against the other. If they've got the majority of members of Parliament to set against him, it'll be chaos. So I think there's a democratic right of people in the Labour Party, people in any party, the democratic right to say, to choose their candidate for every election. Yeah. So that you have a range of candidates. Somebody may have come forward who's brilliant. The previous MP may be fine, but somebody with a better experience, somebody with closer to the ideas you want to promote, somebody younger, somebody with more vigour, somebody with more dynamism, may come forward. You're entitled to make that choice every election. And that should be a basic democratic demand, and that should be written into the Labour Party Constitution or any left party organisation, because that's a democratic right. And Tony was talking rightly that we've got to keep power amongst the people. And that's a fundamental demand. Choose your candidate for every election, sitting MP.